We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Lamar Jackson is inactive for Sunday's game against the Bears. With Jackson unavailable Sunday due to a non-COVID-related illness, Tyler Huntley is slated to draw the start at quarterback for the Ravens, while Trace McSorley is set to serve as his backup. Jackson will thus target a return to action in Week 12 when the Ravens face the Browns on November 28th. In the NBA, Kevin Durant will play Monday against the Cavaliers. Durant missed Friday's action against the Magic due to a sprained right shoulder, but will return to the floor after missing just one game. The 33-year-old has looked as good as ever so far this season, averaging 28.6 points, 7.9 rebounds, and 4.9 assists in 34.7 minutes per game. Looking now at NFL game previews, Week 11 matchups, one afternoon game to take a look out for is the Cardinals-Seahawks. The Cards' Week 8 loss to the Packers suddenly looms large as the two clubs have 8-2 records as they fight it out for the top seed in the NFC. That gives Cliff Kingsbury a tough decision this week. Arizona is essentially undefeated with a healthy Kyler Murray under center, but 1-2 in games where he's missed or played less than 100% health. With a bye on the horizon next week, it makes a lot of sense for him to give one more game off and ensure he's in top form for the stretch run. The Seahawks got their injured quarterback back last week, but Russell Wilson did not look good in his first game back from the broken finger injury in the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Seattle's season may seem lost at 3-6, but they're only a couple of wins away from a wild card spot, even if they do have a lot to climb over. Then again, they haven't really beaten anyone of note since Week 1, and the defense hasn't made things any easier on the offense. The Seahawks are somehow 9th in points per game allowed, despite being 31st in yards per game allowed, with them and the Jets being the only squads coughing up more than 400 yards a game. Looking at DraftKings' NBA Sunday cheat sheet, it's a small slate but an interesting and competitive landscape. There aren't any true projected blowouts, there is a clear path to comfortable margins of victory for the favorites. The Knicks are the only team on the second contest of a back-to-back, and the news regarding whether big man will be important to follow leading up to tip-off. This slate also features a battle of styles, as the Suns, Warriors, and Lakers all prefer to push the pace, while their opponents generally seek to go slower. That said, this isn't a slate where specific plays jump out based on pace slash projected totals. Elite player to consider is Steph Curry. Curry has been on fire as of late, topping 55 DraftKings points in 5 of his last 6 outings. He's a clear cash game option regardless of Joker status and would likely be a mega chalk should some big man be ruled out. Despite Curry's recent form, the primary downside of his potential production is the slower pace of the Raptors and their stout defense against guards earlier in the season, with the league-best 25.4 defensive rating. You can also consider Anthony Davis. Davis will likely become a chalk play should LeBron James be ruled out, which makes him a GPP play with James in and cash option if out. While on the court with Westbrook but without James, Davis has averaged 1.38 DraftKings points per minute. Should he keep that pace, he needs to play about 36 minutes to reach value. Given the current line on the Lakers-Pistons matchup, that seems like a distinct possibility, but there's also risk Davis sits out for a while if the Lakers jump ahead. A sleeper player here is DeAndre Ayton. Ayton has topped 35 points in each time since returning from a 5-game absence. His value is finally appropriate after rising from mid-6K, but should be the standout option at center aside from Joker. One key value is Nerlens Noel. Be careful for Noel's status, as it's possible he sits in consecutive nights. However, much of the team's front court should be sidelined, which in turn would push Noel's role. He's a risky cash choice, but should be solid in GPP. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.